Good afternoon to you. At 4 minutes after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, welcome to the Selco Performance Hall at KLCC. I'm Michael Canning. Blame Sally is a quartet of women from San Francisco. We're very pleased to have them with us this afternoon in the Selco Hall. The members are Renee Harcourt, Pam Delgado, Jerry Jones, and Monica Pasquale. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to
Eugene. Thanks. It's great to be here.
They have three CDs to their credit. Live recording released in 2001, self-titled Blame Sally in 2004, and the latest CD out called Severland, released in 2007. Blame Sally is in our area to play two concerts. The first is tomorrow night at Sam Bond's Garage in downtown Eugene, starting at 9 in the Whitaker neighborhood, and then Thursday night at the Brandborg Winery in Elkton, beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. And again, welcome to KLCC. And you had a day to kick around here.
Yeah, yeah. We did. Yeah.
This is not the first time you've been in town, right?
No.
We've been through, but we haven't ever played here.
Yeah, so you got a chance to do that yesterday. What do you think of our town?
Sweet.
Yeah,
really,
that's great.
Super sweet.
Love it.
Okay. How did Blame Sally come together? And did that happen around the turn of this last century, or when did it happen originally?
That's
isn't
correct.
That nice? You know?
Turn of the century, band.
Turn of the century.
That's exactly when it happened. I think it was almost 9 years ago. Or
Y2K, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
In the shadow of it.
Yeah.
Monica.
Monica was releasing her own solo CD at that time, and she invited us to play with her at her CD release party, and we had such a good time just getting together, singing, and playing. We thought we should do this, but just for fun.
For fun.
So that's how it got started.
Now, I read that you all were pretty fed up with the whole kind of making it happen
totally.
On the music scene, and this ties into what you were just talking about, that originally this band was just a for fun hanging out band,
drink wine, cook food,
and of course it became more popular than any of our other projects. Ah.
Well, isn't that how it works?
Yeah. Took on a life of its own.
It's still for fun. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's still fun.
That's good. But it's something more now, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a record deal last year.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too, in just a second.
It's real serious now.
I want to ask you if you are all from the Bay Area, or if originally, or if some of you have moved there from other places.
I'm the only one from the Bay Area originally.
That's Renee speaking.
Renee,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sure. I'm Jerry. I'm an Air Force brat. I'm not from anywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
From everywhere.
Me too, Pam. Yeah. Same.
I was born and raised. I'm Monica. I was born and raised in Utah.
How did you all come? You non Bay Area people get to San Francisco originally?
For me, this is Pam. Just eventually moved up there for music and relationship.
Yeah.
But I came from Central Coast of California. That's where I actually really grew up.
Right. So let's talk for a moment about the new CD. And you just, Pam said that you've got a three CD deal coming up. The first one, is it done? Is it out of your hands? Is it in the engineer's hands now, or the master's hands, or something?
It's been mastered.
Yeah, it's been mastered.
So you've had a chance to listen to it.
Have to do the artwork now.
Right. You've listened to it all the way through in its final form now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, what do you...
We love it.
We're really pleased.
Are you proud of it? I'm proud of it, yeah.
Yeah, we worked with a really great producer by the name of Lee Townsend. He's a local a Bay Area icon. He's worked with Bill Frisell and Kelly Joe Phelps and Noe Venable and
Loudon Wainwright.
And so it was our first time working with a producer. We've been self-produced up until this record.
Right. I was going to say that Severland is pretty much your own project, start to finish, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it was really nice working. The record company, Opus Music Ventures, has put together the most beautiful studio. Nothing is
spread. It's state of the art.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we've never recorded like that before. We've always done like one track at a time.
In my basement.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 or 3 years before the CD's done. Yeah. And this is amazing. This piano is gorgeous. And
they were so good to us.
It was fantastic.
With our label.
Felt spoiled.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing. With our label comes a studio and staff
and great guys,
beautiful people.
Really awesome
that happen just out of the blue, or did you guys were you looking for something to happen?
It happened out of the blue.
Yeah.
We were actually just checking out the studio, and they indicated that they were just about to start, they were just thinking about something bigger, which was like total artist development and what they call 360 artist development, where they would do everything, and which is completely unusual now. And they were ready, and we were ready, and it just was like magic. It happened very quickly.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Blame Sally this afternoon. They're in the KLCC Selco Performance Hall. And how about another tune?
Sure.
What have you got for us?
We've got a song off of our second record. It's the self-titled Blame Sally record, and it's a song called Speed of Light. Hold on tight, love. We're picking up speed. If you feel like you're falling, fall into me. Well, you don't have to be the strong one when you're caught in between. I could tell you a story to make you feel all right. I could use all the voices that I push down inside, but silence is golden. And all love is blind. So put your hand on my shoulder and look in my eyes. You don't have to wonder, it's gonna be alright. Cause when we turn this corner, we're in for a ride. Speed of sail through the darkness. We'll reach through the sky. Higher than heaven, we're gonna fly, you and I. And where will this take us? How far, how shoulder and look in my eyes. You don't have to wonder, it's gonna be all right. Put your hand on my shoulder and look in my eyes. You don't have to wonder, it's gonna be all right. Cause when we turn this corner, we're in for a ride. Speed of light.
speed of light. Speed of light. Speed of light. Ooh, hey,
thank you.
It's Blaine Sally.
Thank you.
On Fresh Tracks KLCC on this Tuesday afternoon, live from the SoCo Performance Hall. Okay, another question for you. Wondering about what makes a good song for Blaine Sally. I mean, when you're writing, when you're trying to decide what's right for the band, or what's going on the next CD, what are the things you're looking for?
Well, it has to be kind of punk rock. heavy on the electric guitar and
plug everything in.
You know, we pay a lot of attention to heart. I mean, I don't know what makes a good song. It's just sort of like
we just kind of know it. We have a real variety of songs. We have a variety of songwriters.
Yeah.
And some stuff just kind of sticks. This the album that's coming out is interesting because actually our producer picked the songs. And he may have chosen songs differently than we might have, but we thought it was really interesting and cool what did end up going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I mean we don't always know which songs are right. I mean, we'll bring songs in and try to work them out, and sometimes they come together quite easily, and other times we abandon them because they
and
don't.
And sometimes we pick them up a few years later.
I was just going to answer.
Yeah.
Now, that changes, too, sometimes.
It does change,
I mean,
yeah.
For
right.
most people, I think that's true. But, you know, if you perform them enough, you bring different stuff to it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, even the songs that we're doing off the new record, as we're playing them live, we're finding that we're changing them even still. Like, oh, gosh, I wish we could have thought of that when we recorded it, you know?
Yeah. We didn't it's have a ton of time to work out some of those songs before we recorded them, so...
We didn't.
I mean, that's a good thing and a bad thing, maybe. I mean, there's definitely a spontaneity to the feel of them that.
Yeah.
But now we have the luxury of working them out and the luxury of time.
It's interesting to see what's popping up.
Now, Pam, you were talking about the harmonies that the band really is about harmony, and so what's good? I mean, was that immediately apparent to you when you got together the first time, or did you guys have to work hard on making that, you know, all the harmony, different kinds of combinations that you deal with?
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that we realized right off the bat. We're like, wow, this is a really cool blend, and that was what drew us in that moment. It was Give a Damn, this particular song that's on our second album. Is it second album?
First and second.
And we're like, wow, it's so sweet to like sing harmony, 3 and 4 part harmony and as a band. And it wasn't our strong point at first, but we really focused over the years and put a lot of work into it. And we get a lot of nice feedback on our harmonies.
Yeah.
And we think it's a real strong part of who we are.
Yeah, I think so
too.
Absolutely. Now you're going to travel behind the new CD. It'll be out in, you said, May. Is that
May 8th
right?
is the official release.
Okay, so have you got an itinerary together for after that?
We do. We're having an East Coast release in June and a Midwest release, and
we're actually doing a Midwest release before the actual CD release because we happen to have a tour set up at the end of April.
But you have tunes out for that one.
Yeah.
All right. How about one more song, and we'll let you guys out of here. But thank you very much for coming by.
Thanks. I hope we see everybody at Sam Bond's tomorrow night.
To all you folks for coming in and giving us an audience.
Nice to have an audience.
So what's the tune here?
This tune features Jerry Jones on Dobro, and it's on the new album. And it's a song called Hurricane.
She's almost a hurricane. I'll tell you what that means. It means she isn't quite as strong as she wants you to believe. She'll spin on through the tangled trees, tears blending with the rain. She knows you're enjoying the weather. The way it changes and blows you to the ground. She can call it in to come, or call it in to go. She'll spin on through the tangled tree to blend with the rain. She's almost a hurricane. She's almost a hurricane. Feel her rising from so far away. Mostly blue skies mixed with gray. She got that slow build forward to forever and a day. She's almost a hurricane. Tell you what that means. Me, she isn't quite as strong as she wants you to believe. She'll spin on through the tangled tree. Tears blend with the rain. She's almost a hurricane. Almost a hurricane. Touch her, she'll be silent. Touch her, she'll be stronger. Touch her, she'll break open, open, and go falling on the run. Gonna move you from bitter to end. Got those waterfalls of sweetness and sin. And then she'll lay you down and begin to build again and again. She's almost a hurricane.
Thank you.
That's a nice way to finish. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much. That's Blame Sally on KLCC. Blame Sally is in our area to play two concerts. One is tomorrow night at Sam Bond's Garage in the Whitaker neighborhood of Eugene. That begins at 9 o'clock. And also for you folks living up the or down the Umpqua Valley, she's there. Blame Sally is playing the Brandenburg Winery beginning at 7 p.m. and on Thursday. Thanks again for coming out and playing for us. Monica Pasquale, Jerry Jones, Pam Delgado, and Renee Harcourt, Blame Sally. Also, I'd like to thank our engineers in the next room, Don Hine, and also John Mui, who's the sound guy for Blame Sally, and also to Liz Wise in the other room for taking care of it on the studio side. And Lizzie, I think you go ahead and take it back. Thank you.